For 3 years, India and Pakistan engaged in secret talks to settle the status of the disputed territory of Kashmir, where violence has killed over 50,000 people since 1989. According to the New Yorker magazine, the initiative stalled in 2007 as the two presidents, India's Manmohan Singh and Pakistan's Pervez Musharraf, were about to go public on the agreement and try to sell it to their two nations. The deal called for creating an autonomous region with open borders for trade from both India and Pakistan. Tension between India and Pakistan hit a low point when Pakistan-based militants led a terror attack on Mumbai last fall after Musharraf had resigned from office and the opposition had won a sweeping victory in elections after the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. With Western pressure, India-Pakistan cooperation has improved since the Mumbai attack. According to the New Yorker investigation, the framework of the Kashmir deal still has strong support among the military elite in Pakistan and India. But popular support remains in doubt as Indian President Singh faces a tough re-election battle in April and Pakistan President Asif Zardari has not staked out a position on the Kashmir deal. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Sudan President Omar al-Bashir for war crimes and crimes against humanity for his complicity in Darfur atrocities. At the same time, the three-judge panel who issued the order on March 4th dropped the genocide charge against Bashir. Since 2003, over 300,000 have been killed in violence in Darfur, the western district of Sudan, where more than 2.7 million people have been forced out of their homes. In Khartoum, Bashir has refused to recognize the authority of the International Criminal Court. After the arrest warrant was issued, Sudan expelled 13 western-based humanitarian organizations, such as Oxfam and Doctors Without Borders, that provide food, water, and medical care to a million people in Darfur. Bashir alleged the relief groups had provided information to the ICC investigation. For the moment, Bashir has the backing of the African Union, the Arab League, and China, major investors in Sudan's growing oil industry. China blocked the United Nations Security Council resolution condemning Sudan for expelling the humanitarian groups. Over the long term, human rights groups feel the arrest warrant will weaken Bashir's standing in Sudan and lead to bigger splits in his ruling National Congress Party. Then, outside backers like China or the Arab League would likely distance themselves from Bashir, leading to Bashir's eventual arrest. Corporate America has raised an estimated $100 million and created front groups to defeat the labor-backed Employee Free Choice Act, legislation that would allow workers to use a card check system to win union recognition. In last fall's election, Walmart and Home Depot urged workers to vote against Democratic candidates because they would support a bill mandating union representation if a majority of workers signed union authorization cards. The labor bill is also firmly opposed by the Chamber of Commerce, the National Right to Work Committee, and conservative political guru Grover Norquist. According to the news magazine In These Times, the Employee Free Choice Act is popular with the public, gaining 73% support in a recent poll. In 2003, unions started pushing for the card check bill to counter growing management intimidation campaigns during union elections run by the National Labor Relations Board. Despite the strong Democratic majority in Congress, prospects for passage of the card check bill, which passed the House of Representatives in 2007, remain uncertain. Moderate Democrats from southern non-union states are wavering on the bill, and Democrats will need 60 votes to pass the legislation in the Senate. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Ruben Abreu. Thank you.